If you can breathe, you can shout. Celebrate my greatest trip to Kenya. Miracles, signs, and wonders. No, you're not shouting like it. I said miracles. Church in Kenya, they are so excited. Revival is happening. Glory to God. We give God praise. It's a long flight. My God. Thank you, Jesus. When you're overseas, you get a totally different perspective. We're worshiping at 10 a.m., but they're about to go to bed. It's to 7. But it was a lot of work. I mean, I was preaching 4 times a day. When I got here, I couldn't see straight. I've been sleeping since Friday. Just sleeping. Amen. Totally exhausted. Hallelujah. But the people were hungry. Amen. I will go upstairs, take a shower, change clothes, come back down. No air condition. Hallelujah. Okay, we have the natural air condition. Heat. Sweating. But he didn't stop anything. Didn't stop anything. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Come on, just throw up your hands and thank God with me. Thank him for answering your prayers on my behalf. Thank him for the miracles. Thank him for signs, wonders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory! Hallelujah. We celebrate you, Lord. Glorify your great name. We thank you for it and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Now give me a hallelujah! God bless you. You may be seated. Earlier this morning, as I was pondering all the sleep, trying to rest to return to myself. I say it again. Earlier this morning, as I was pondering all the sleep I had to indulge in and trying to rest so I can get myself back, the Holy Spirit said to me,
is your weapon to free yourself from all satanic oppression, pressures, attacks. He said, when you learn the rest of the Lord, miracles happen. Why? You finally take your hands off of what you cannot resolve. Because many times in your waking hours, you are busy interrupting God. You're busy frustrating the grace of God. But when you learn to get out of the way, then God will take a hold of what you can solve. I believe that's why God put Adam to sleep, to give him a wife. And all the ones we find when we are awake, I just came from Kenya. I said, can't nobody do anything to me.
Amen.
I got African anointing now. these ones. But let me read Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear. In other words, what we're about to read is so serious that the Holy Spirit said you ought to be afraid of what we're about to read happening to you. Watch. So let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest any of you should seem to come. He said this matter of entering into the rest of the Lord is something you ought to be afraid that you won't be able to do.
Amen.
That when things happen, you can't let it go.
Amen.
You can't trust God with it.
Amen.
He says you should be afraid of this. Watch. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached, it didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Wait a minute. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. But he's saying that the gospel was preached to people before he died. Then which gospel? This is what I've been explaining to people around the world. The gospel is not just Jesus saved.
Amen.
The gospel was first preached to Abraham.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God didn't preach to Abraham, Jesus will save you. But God said to him, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In other words, the covenants I'm teaching you, what I'm bringing you into will not only deliver you, save you, but it will save the entire world. So what is the gospel? Every time a man takes your hand and says, come on, keep going, you're going to make it. That's the gospel. Every time a man tells you, tomorrow will be better for you than today, that's the gospel. You are poor, but you won't be broke forever. That's the gospel. You are sick, but you shall be healed. That's the gospel.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah. Watch now. Why did he say you should be afraid? Because he knows that the human nature is when you give somebody an encouragement, Satan will make them feel that you are not understanding what a tough time it has been. How difficult it has been. It's like I tried to pray for one guy years ago. I said, come on, let's pray. He said, no.
We can't just pray like that. I said, why not? Being from Nigeria, I'm from the riverine area. He said, this is Abar. I said, this is Abar. In other words, this is this special demon that he's dealing with. I said, oh, I didn't know that Abar is even higher than the devil himself. Because in the Bible I'm reading, even Satan himself has been defeated. And if I cannot pray for you, he said, we have to fast. I said, okay, I will let you keep your devils. Because the Bible did not tell me that I have to fast to cast out a devil. Amen. Watch now. The disciples couldn't cast a devil out of somebody. He said, but nevertheless, this kind cometh not out. But there's something you are forgetting. Jesus hadn't died.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Jesus hadn't resurrected. Yeah. Jesus hadn't declared. All power is given. Hey, is somebody hearing what I'm telling you? I don't need to fast. I need to invoke the name. That was the message he preached to the disciples who hadn't even been born again. I said, I don't need to fast. I told you I'm taking offering. And demons are manifesting. What fast did I need? No, the testimony was the reason the man was not tithing was that this demon has controlled his family and his generation. And they were angry that I have come to bring the answer. Yes. Yes. Many of you are even tithing, but the power of the tithe has not really registered in your spirit. And while I was teaching it in Kenya, it came alive like I've never known. Yes. Hallelujah. I was asking them, do you know the power of God being a watchman over your life? Before you see something to rebuke it, God says, I will rebuke the devil. Some of you don't get what I'm telling you. God sees farther than you. Even before you know that there's a problem, God can see. He said, I'm the watchman over your life. I will rebuke the devourer, not for you, but for your sake. Come on, have a seat. Let me tell you. I didn't even tell the Kenyans this. Let me tell you what for your sake means. Because when demons take over the land, it affects everybody. But when God rebukes him because of you, everybody benefits. You learn to celebrate a covenant man. That's what I was telling them. I said, so when I show up, blessings show up. Amen. When I show up, God is rebuking. Amen. Things you cannot handle. Amen. The power of rest is to understand these things. And when Satan shows up, your question will be, how did you get past my protection to even come here to be making noise? And I'll disconnect from him and say, okay, Lord, what's going on here? You said you'll rebuke this. Can you take care of it, please? And we talk about the reason why it's here. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I opened the door. But whatever it is, can you...
You can still take care of it now. My God is not flaky. He don't change his mind. He's a covenant keeper. He's the... Woo!
I haven't returned to myself, but you guys are making me feel... I told the Kenyans, I need to bring you all over here so you learn how to shout. Do you know that before I arrived, every Sunday, I don't know if after a month or so, when service is over, everybody sits back down, and then they will spin a Voice of Resurrection broadcast. They watch one every Sunday. So they were well appetized.
Amen.
So when they saw people, I wave at them and they flip, or like the one I waved at Kendrick and he tumbled over there. So when I show up, they say, well, okay, can you make people flip? We want to see that. Bishop got to the mic and said, hey, I was watching something and I saw the cloud of God's glory. So maybe before Apostle leaves, you know, the glory cloud can show up. And I was sitting there wondering, did they think I make that happen? I don't control it. He shows up. Hey, when you make him feel like showing out, I told you, you praise until something happens. You shout until something. You declare his majesty until something. Hallelujah. Now watch. If you believe in his promise, his covenant promise on the tithe, you will rest. The lack of rest is a testimony that you don't believe that somebody greater than you is watching over you. Try this one for size. He that keepeth thee shall never sleep. He's always. So what's going to get past him? It's not like he just does this for one day. He said he never sleeps. He hadn't slept. And we don't know how many millions of years he's been there. He doesn't need sleep. Oh, okay. Look at what he just said to me. He said, I don't just rebuke things when I see them. I know they will happen before Satan even starts. Did you get what I just said? He said, while Satan is planning, I already know what's in his heart. He said, now, the gospel was preached to them as it's been preached to us, but it didn't profit them. Why didn't it profit them? Why hasn't the gospel profited you? He said, because when they heard it, there was no faith that grabbed it and made it theirs. They were still testing. Let me see if something happens. Let me see. You see? And God bypassed them. And it's not only that he bypassed them, they all died in the wilderness. If it was just a matter of not receiving a breakthrough, that's one thing. But then to not make your destiny at all, that's what the issue is. That's why I say you ought to be afraid of this thing. So it doesn't matter what evidence Satan is showing you, he's telling him to shut up.
I'm in the rest of the Lord. I turn this over to the Lord and I ain't taking it back. Not taking it back. So we should be concerned that the same thing doesn't happen to us. Now look at this. For we which have believed, do what? I can't hear you. He said that those of us who believe enter into rest. So if you're still stressed out, guess what? You're not resting. You haven't believed. You haven't believed. All right? He says, the time for you to turn things over should not always be when you have tried everything and nothing has worked. And now you are finally convinced.
Yeah. Come on.
It's okay now. It's time for you to get past that stage. Amen. When you know that whatever comes along, this is God's business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Beloved, it's an exciting week. We're excited to bring you this word, leading to a commemoration and celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the secret sources of a supernatural breakthrough is to come to everything you do with God. You come to it with faith and by faith. In other words, you come believing. Even before you hear the promise or you hear anything, faith is in your heart. You are not jaundiced with unbelief or the pain of past experiences, particularly the negative ones. Let me reveal a secret to you. You should never allow Satan to do anything to your heart to cause you to question, doubt, or criticize God in your life. If that happens, your faith is gone. You have to come to everything by faith and with faith. And boom, you will enter into the rest of the Lord. You believe. Hallelujah. You will discover that God is a God of covenant. And He keeps His promises. Don't let the rough and tumble, the frustrations, the grind, cause you to lose your faith. The text says that the gospel was preached to those in the old covenant, in the wilderness, as the same gospel was preached unto us. I know that for many of you, the gospel is Jesus saves. Then where was Jesus in the wilderness? Or in the old covenant, He was hidden. All the sacrifices, all the commandments were fulfilled in Christ. But yet the gospel was preached to them. What was the gospel? What God has purposed to do for them, with them, and through them. But He said He didn't profit them because they did not come to it in faith. They were judging Moses, judging God, angry for the process of the wilderness. God could never please them. God kept trying. I love how the Bible puts it. It says He suffered their manners for 40 years, training their attitudes. Many of you have been saved for years and years and years, yet your attitudes are constantly wrong. How long will it be before you come out of this wilderness? That's why we're bringing you this word, and we're excited about it, because once you learn it, you will enter into a new phase of breakthroughs and victory. We all have challenges. We all have difficulties. We all have these perplexities.
Paul said, we are perplexed. The entire apostolic corps, they got to a point. He said, we are perplexed. He said, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You notice? We read these things and we don't apply it to our lives. But these are the people that went before us and patterned out faith for us. And we're commanded to follow their faith. I tell the church here all the time, God didn't ask you to follow my dress, my style, my car, or anything. God says, model after my faith. And I've demonstrated my faith in all kinds of arenas before the congregation. You can follow my faith. And one of the first steps to do so, connect with me as a partner of the voice of resurrection. Let the glory that's carrying us start carrying you. Yes, I sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries as commanded by God. And God said, make it infinitum. That's how all the miracles have broken through. How can I be doing this? I'm on television Monday through Friday every week. We are doing Glory for USA all over America, all 50 states, all expense paid in a private jet with 300 members. Come on. Even those of you with 1,000 and 2,000 members can't do what I'm doing. You should sow into the voice of resurrection to connect with a glory greater than yours. The testimony abounds. I got to go. God bless you. I'm challenging you to enter into the rest of God by believing the testimony that the Lord your God means you well. He's taking you to a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Even though things may be tough now, believe the gospel. He will rule and reign in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.